Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, that's not the focus, is the record. The focus is just winning this week and doing everything we can to get ourselves ready for the Jets. And again, we just watch the tape. I don't look at the record. I just watch the tape, and it's a good football team. They're tough. They're hard-nosed. Defensively, it feels like playing Detroit over the years. You know, we played them twice now, and it's a physical team. You got to earn everything. Obviously, that's where Aaron Glenn came from, and so a ton of respect for him and the staff that he does. I think Tanner Sturm's a good coordinator. You know, he's coordinated before in college, and obviously was a part of that Detroit staff, and so now they're finding their footing there in New York. And again, I think it's a really good coaching staff. They got talent, and we got our work cut out for us.
That is Zach Taylor, head coach of Cincinnati Bengals, talking about the task at hand against the Jets. Jets are 0-7 with the win. The Bengals are 4-4. By the way, Bengals and Jets, those are two of the three teams that Carl Lawson has played for in his career. He signed with the Ravens today, had five sacks.
I always
thought
he'd be a Raven.
Yeah, that's right, like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So he had five sacks for the Cowboys a year ago. He signs today with the Ravens.
Yeah, they had to do something. And again, this is something that should have been addressed far before now in a far more meaningful way. But I'm color me not surprised. They've got the worst edge group in the NFL.
Yeah. Carl Lawson has 32 career sacks in seven seasons. So, alas, the Bengals. Is it fair to buy-ish the Bengals? They'll get to 500 with this win Sunday?
I'm buying a little bit of what Zach Taylor's selling there. I do think the Jets' defense has started to make some course corrections. Now, it fell lower faster than I thought it would. I thought Aaron Glenn could have more of a meaningful impact on them. The problem for the Jets is their offense seems to be in a bigger
broken
sense of disarray than ever. But like, if you're looking at an Aaron Glenn defense that's blitzing a lot and getting home a little, and you've got arrested Joe Flacco, who now has a full allotment of receivers and different body types and guys who could beat you different ways. Like, I mean, that's the worst thing you can do is blitz Flacco, not be very good at getting home, and then let him pick you apart. And so I think I really have a feeling that this Bengals offensive train keeps a rolling here. And as long as Flacco is upright and relatively healthy, I think they're going to start hanging 28 to 35 points on people again.
So I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Baldy. Is it possible the Bengals add at the deadline? And they're now feeling a little more optimistic that Burrow could be back in mid-December. Maybe they can keep this thing afloat until he gets back. Where are you?
I think they'll look at the additions being from within, a guy like Hendrickson coming back from injury and Shamar Stewart taking a step. I'd be real surprised. Mike Brown is old school. He operates like a cash budget.
Yeah.
They spend their money. When it's spent, it's gone. That doesn't usually recalibrate.
We don't do what other teams do.
No. And I don't, could they add something? Yeah, but not anything that's going to be a serious cash outlay. But I just think we need to change our sort of purview of this division. And it had just been, well, Steelers come back to earth and Ravens make their ascent. Bottom line is the Ravens have to pass three teams to win this division, and they ain't getting in the playoffs unless they win this division. And they've got to face the Bengals twice, and it's not going to be Browning. It doesn't, unless Flacco gets hurt. So that would be a less optimal time to face them than, you know, had you played them 3 weeks ago. Sort of like to use the Sean Payton thing, right? He would have rather faced them three weeks ago when it was still Russ. I think you're saying the Bengals, boy, I'd have liked to face them when it was still Browning time.
So could the Bengals win this division?
Could they?
Yes.
I highly doubt it because I didn't think they were winning it with Joe Burrow, but I'm not gonna rule it out.
Like with the Steelers, like there's a world where the Bengals win Sunday and the Steelers lose to the Packers, and all of a sudden the Bengals are 4-4 and the Steelers are 4-3.
Well, you tell me, if there's a world where the Bengals can win in Pittsburgh and a world where the Bengals could sweep the Ravens, then I would say, well, if that world exists, that's a world that probably has them playing a playoff game.
Yeah. I hadn't even gotten that far, but yeah, you're right. I'm just thinking all
and
of a sudden.
Don't they face the Ravens twice in a 3-week span?
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, it will not be Jake Browning. It will unless Joe Flacco happens. Gets hurt. And Joe Flacco is 40, and the offensive line, last I checked, is still not good.
It is not good.
Bengals host the Jets. That's on Sunday. And again, with a win, they get to 500. Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens. Patrick Ricard is going to play Sunday. It's trending in the direction that Lamar Jackson is going to play Sunday. So what about the Derrick Henry of it all? Where do we go from here? Is this an opportunity to get peak Derrick Henry? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.